A trial in Miami is breaking new ground on an issue that affects thousands of homeowners. The case involves defective drywall imported from China. Documents introduced at the trial show that years before it was made public, manufacturers, distributors, and builders knew there was a big problem. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
During the building boom between 2004 and 2007, in Florida, Louisiana, and other states, there was a drywall shortage. Distributors looked outside the U.S. and imported a half billion tons of drywall from China. It was sold by distributors like Banner Supply, the company that provided the drywall for a home built for Armin and Lisa Seifert. Attorney Irvin Gonzalez is representing the Seiferts in a case against Banner Supply being heard this week in Miami. He says the Seiferts moved into their new home in 2008 and soon realized it had a funny smell.
Then they started noticing that their air conditioning coils started turning black, the appliances started to fail, and they were curious as to why that's happening in a new home. Then in February, articles started coming out about Chinese drywall problems, and the Seifert said, wait a minute, that's us.
In the last 2 years, it's become an all too common story. Homeowners forced from their homes by the smell and corrosive effects of Chinese drywall. Tens of thousands of homes may be affected in what's become the largest defective building products case ever. But with this trial, there's something new. When the Seiferts moved into their home in 2008, that was 2 years after the problem with Chinese drywall had been identified by Banner Supply. In correspondence introduced at the trial, it's clear that by late 2006, subcontractors, builders, Banner Supply, and the manufacturer, Knopf, knew the drywall was tainted. In one email, Knopf's lead scientist writes, "Of course, I'm aware of big problems with Knopf boards from China." Eventually, Knopf reached a settlement with Banner Supply to replace all the Chinese drywall with drywall manufactured in the U.S. In return, Banner agreed to keep all details of the settlement and information about the tainted drywall confidential. In poorly recorded courtroom audio at the trial in Miami, Banner Supply's lawyer, Peter Spillis, said the company was reassured by Knopf that their defective drywall was an isolated case and that by returning it, they'd solve the problem.
So they think it's over. Maybe it was a bad batch.
This is a bellwether case being watched closely by lawyers, insurance companies, and others with a stake in the legal mess surrounding Chinese drywall. This trial, the first before a jury, will help set reimbursement levels for hundreds of other lawsuits. Gonzalez says the case is important in another way as well.
This is the first inkling that we have that Knopf had real knowledge of the problem.
Knopf is a German-based multinational and the largest manufacturer of Chinese drywall used in the U.S. The company is the defendant in a series of lawsuits being heard in federal court in New Orleans. In a statement, Knopf confirms that it investigated customer complaints of odor in 2006 and conducted tests, but found that the drywall, quote, had no adverse impact on homeowners' health. As to why it didn't issue a recall of its product, Knopf says it, quote, can only act on complaints filed by its customers. Attorney Victor Diaz, who represents about 150 South Florida homeowners in a class action lawsuit, says Knopf and Banner Supply weren't the only companies who knew early on that there was a problem with Chinese drywall.
We already have evidence that five or six builders in South Florida had complained about this problem. As we press this discovery further, I suspect that we'll find that it was fairly well known in the industry.
It now appears that one reason Chinese drywall became such a major problem is that for at least 2 years, it was swept under the rug by manufacturers and others in the home building industry. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.